September 2021. The Baldies recorded their usual podcast and went back to their lives, their mundane lives. Little did they know that their cast had been picked up on the subspace airwaves and they were headhunted for service on the salvage vessel, the Wretched. Over the following two episodes, their journals are found broadcasting on a continuous loop from beyond the Milky, Milky Way, and recount their experiences. Now, sit back and enjoy part two. Listener discretion is advised for sensitive content and language and acting ability and production values and truthfulness and script quality and technical accuracy.
Day one, Savage Ship the Wretched, Flight Engineer Barry Hercules reporting. The other members of the crew are dead and the engines remain non-operational. Ship integrity remains good and life support systems are still active. I successfully jettisoned the intruder from the airlock, but it remains alive and continues to try and access the ship. With a little luck, I can repair the distress beacon and perhaps somebody will pick me up. This is Barry Hercules, the last survivor of the Wretched, signing off. Day 2. This is the salvage ship, the Wretched. Flight engineer Barry Hercules reporting. I spent the day clearing the bodies out of the chapel. I'm going to fortify it so I can hide here, although so many crew members suddenly thought attending the prayer would save them. I guess fear would do that. And all the help you can get, right? Even though some of them were sat praying, they know it would have been in vain. A ruptured pipe wasn't the sign they were expecting. I don't know if it was hyperoxia, DCS, but it's ironic that in the vacuum in space that it might have been too much oxygen that killed them. And even as I pulled them out of the chapel, I was taking them to the airlock to dispose of the bodies. I was finding it difficult to go through with it. I mean, was it looks of fear on some of the faces and peace on the others? Trust. She was the most committed atheist I'd known. She's there. An almost serene look on her face. Maybe she met her god in her final moments. Was it her god who filled her eyeballs with blood? Was that the sign she was after? Is sending their bodies into space going to be the sign and an offering to mine? I suppose time will tell. I did have some luck though. I found an instant steel unit. They'd used it to seal the breach on the pipes in the chapel. This was one sticky bastard, but it works. I had to clear off the vomit, the blood and the viscera. I don't think everyone's prayers was answered, but the room, I think I can probably fortify it and protect it from my visitor. This is Barry Hercules, flight engineer, signing off. Day 3. Salvage ship the Wretched. Flight engineer Barry Hercules reporting. It sounds strange, but after I removed the bodies, when they were still here, the ship, it seemed alive. Now I'm sat alone. Millions of clicks from help. Although, I'm not alone, am I? I don't know if I'm being taunted by my visitor, but the ship's scanners keep blipping me a warning of an unidentified object on board. It seems to appear and disappear in the same areas. Maybe I'm going to be lucky and it's just that famous hub-free scanner reliability at play. This is Barry Hercules, last survivor of the Wretched, signing off for the day. Day 4. Salvage ship, the Wretched, flight engineer Barry Hercules reporting, chief flight engineer. The only person left, delusions of grandeur. Anyway, today I left my safe space to investigate the blip, trying to think about what had been attracting it to us, what brought the visitor to us in the first place, to the ship, to the crew, to my friends. I think I might have found something. With the oxygen link, it might have been attracted to that leak rather than causing the leak. So I set up an experiment, repressurized one of the stores at the rear of the ship, pushed it much higher than the rest of the vessel so I could hear the room creak and groan, and then there was the sounds of the visitor. So I hold up, made for safety and monitored the scanners, and it appeared to be drawn inwards to that rich oxygen environment. And how it got close. The lights around me, they flared as it passed my hiding place, like they were being charged with some unseen radiation emanating from it. Then it disappeared. I don't know where, but perhaps I know what sign to look out for now. Barry Hercules, Last Sign of the Richard, signing off. Day 5, salvage ship Richard. Flight engineer Barry Hercules reporting. I think my experiment might have backfired as one of the main conduits on the oxygen generators ruptured. Lucky I found the InstaSeal kit, otherwise it would have been game over. When I got there though, I realised the rupture was pushed inwards, punched inwards against the pressure. And when I was restoring the oxygen, I tried to kickstart the engines again. But where's a bazillion gigawatt jump battery when you need one? I've taken the chance now to find out other hiding places apart from the chapel. Somewhere small, somewhere I can easily defend. I'm thinking about the front airlock, once I've jammed it. Perhaps the head. I'm sure that will never smell fresher. Or maybe even the waste tanks. I'll have to suit up to hide there, but there's more methane than oxygen. Or maybe I'll call off from one of the freezers. There's no sign from my visitor that they're interested in killing in cold blood so far. Hide and seek didn't last. Alarms were firing off like 1,000 camera flashes as our visitor decided to explore the outer hull. Looking for more ways in? Or just playing with me? Or was it going after the AE-35 unit again? I guess I'll find out. Last survivor of the Richard signing off. Day 6. I don't know who's going to hear this, but it's close. I know it's there, on the outside of the ship. Does it sense that I'm here? And does it feel the warmth of me through the outer hull? If it does, why not finish me? Am I just a toy? Game to be played? Puzzle to be solved? Victory being splashing my innards in the solar winds? Who knows? It's gone. On the sensor check. There's a lot to repair. I'm gonna cut this short. Sound back in later. Corrupting everything it's come into contact with. The EVA's gonna have to wait. I've managed to repair the carbo scrubbers and restore the fresh water filters. The sewage pumps are now working and even got some thermal units online. Warm or cold blood? They might find me have a choice. Although I was nearly all out of choices. I've had a fire break out as I rerouted power to an engine. I didn't know that fucker had been there. Must have ruptured a fuel line. I had to jettison it. Not that I could get it working. But it's going to be the slow lane home for me. This is Barry Hercules. This is Day 7, the salvage ship and Wretched Flight Engineer Barry Hercules reporting. But who am I reporting to? I don't exist. Scanner after scanner. Nothing. No one. Who will hear this? I'm the last survivor, but will it stop? I've heard it in the vents. It must be the oxygen soup for dinner tonight. I've rolled up in this airlock now. Fully suited. I've lowered the pressure. I have it in the tractor still. Time would tell if I was right about that. 8, salvage ship the Wretched. Flight engineer Barry Hercules reporting. Sleep ain't easy in this airlock. Temperature's dropped in here. And when I woke, I had a message waiting for me. He created a mannequin or a sculpture out of body parts that it must have found. I recognised Briar's face, whatever body had been attached had been splayed wide in front of the viewport, legs also snapped into impossible angles. And the mouth, oh, that was torn wide into a gaping maw. Is it mocking us? Does it like to hear us scream? But I've decided that I can't wait anymore with my comms. Oh, the sweetest of noise. I thought it was just nonsense. The remnants of a long-forgotten broadcast into the darkness, hoping to hear an answer from someone. I'm sure it's Nabchat. I was too slow to get out. Get onto the main console to respond. I'm not going to wait. I'm going to go and try and get to the lander module. So, it's going to be radio silence for me while I travel there. It's the end of the transmission for now. I've made it to the landing module. I pray I can tell the story of the Wretched and the fate that befell her. Failing that, maybe this record will warn others of the intruder and its thirst. I still don't know if that's for blood or oxygen. During external checks, I've spotted some punctures in the hull, but I've not been able to assess the full damage. There's no choice anyway. Only one way off this ghost ship. And my plan is to get free and float into the space lanes. Hopefully the nav chat I picked up means there's someone out there. There must be some friendlies nearby. Commencing pre-flight checks. Fuel cells green. Engines green. Hatch and bulkhead sealed. Beginning primary ignition. Purging fuel cores, they're holding steady. Disengaging from the Wretched. All entities that are left on her are going to burn in hell. Sensors showing pressure drop, but high integrity is reporting good. Shit, oxygen tanks are venting. What the fuck is happening? Pressure's still dropping. Christ, fuel cell 2 going over. Got to shut down the AI-5E. The identity's off the charts. System's redlining. Friction decaying. Something's feeding on the fuel cells. The xenon saturation's rising. It's too late for me. This is Flight Engineer Barry Hercules, and I was the last remaining survivor of the Wretched.